Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Welcome to Movie Hell. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Has been called the most controversial motion picture of its time. It is the most talked about and written about film of the decade. Now, from the director of The Deer Hunter, United Artists presents Michael Cimino's Heaven's Gate. The story of Jim Averill. He was born into the world of the rich and powerful, but his heart and dreams were with the people. Heaven's Gate. The story of a man's love for a woman, for a people, for a land, for a spirit that would never die. Kris Kristofferson in Michael Cimino's Heaven's Gate.
Michael Cimino's 1980 movie Heaven's Gate forced United Artists into bankruptcy.
Wow.
Just for
that good.
For context, United Artists has been around since 1919.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
That's it.
Charlie Chaplin, Mary Pickford.
Yeah.
They just were like,
all
you
the
know,
Hollywood hits.
Yeah. They were just like, meh.
They're like, Heaven's Gate, bye.
Michael Cimino directed Thunderbolt and Lightfoot with Clint Eastwood,
mm-hmm.
Magnum Force,
mm-hmm.
and The Deer Hunter.
Yeah.
Which is
yes.
the thing
Huge.
That were like, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And that was something that was kind of happening in the 70s where it was like, you get carte blanche to do or carte blanche
yeah.
to do whatever
exactly.
you want.
It was like an auteur time where it's like Brian De Palma. I think about just like these.
Francis Ford Coppola.
Exactly. Avant-garde. Very creative. Again, a very, very good when it's good.
Apocalypse Now is renowned for being a very bloated, crazy production, but
mm-hmm.
a great movie ended up. And I feel like Michael Cimino was at the time was like, I want to do a bigger than Apocalypse Now. And
yeah.
in a lot of ways he did to mm-hmm. his detriment. And that's why Heaven's Gate is probably on any list of failures, box
yes.
office. I mean, forcing United Artists that was just doing just fine.
Yeah, doing pretty good, I would say.
Just doing fine for like 90 years,
exactly.
and then they're like, well,
like, let's
we're 80 years.
Throw it all away for this.
But you can go back and look back on it, and is it necessarily a bad movie? It's not so much that it is a bad movie. It is just an insanely long, convoluted, bloated movie that's famous for how it was produced.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up with the script for a Western
mm-hmm.
called Johnson County War, so it was based on this Johnson County War.
Uh-huh.
And from that, Heaven's Gate. I know people might be seeing the title Heaven's Gate and thinking
yeah.
they're getting something else. That's
no.
a way bigger...
It's a way bigger conversation.
It's a way bigger
yeah.
conversation.
This is, we're not getting culty yet.
Yet. Oh. So Michael Cimino reportedly shot well over 1 million feet of footage.
Wow.
So, you know, it's real. A million
feet. I wish you had some statistic where it's like, it stretched from this to this, but I can't do math fast enough, so
right.
I can't make that statistic.
We'll say around the world 8 times.
8 times?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I don't know if 8
times, wrap it around.
You can cite me for your future,
great.
For your
to bottom of the
thesis
ocean,
papers.
It follows the bottom of the ocean and then up to the tallest mountain. Got it.
So his kind of free reign led to the destruction of United Artists and then its subsequent sale to MGM Studios.
Okay.
Budget, $44
million. Whoa.
What was the box office?
Let's say $16
million. How about 3.5?
Dang! Da-da-ding!
I'll give you some of the great cast. Kris Kristofferson.
Uh-huh.
Christopher Walken. John Hurt.
Huge
Sam
stars.
Watterson. Isabel Huppert. Am I saying it right?
Huppert, yeah.
And Jeff Bridges, So great people.
Yeah.
A little fun.
And this is, Jeff Bridges was so hot at this time. Yes.
Christopher Starfison was hot too. I mean, he was hot. He's hot. They're both hot.
I mean, Jeff Bridges is like my, like, go back in time, have sex with a person.
I'm a Beau Bridges kind of. That's who I go. But I go in the future.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, let's
All right, listen, I'm a freak.
Yeah. Deal we're going to go our separate ways. Yeah. We're going to do what we do, you know?
And we'll come back and compare notes. We're a bunch of fucking bridge heads. You know what I mean?
We just love a Bridges.
The principal photography began on April 16th, 1979 in Montana and had a December 14th projected release. And no, that did not, not even close.
Not even.
Within days almost, had an $11.6 million budget. Like they already spent that much money.
Yeah.
Ooh. They spent money, like so much money, like right away. And I understand that there is some kind of like the initial thing. And then,
yeah.
You know, you
put, yeah, you gotta put some money in there.
I mean, that's a third of what they made total before you even got to the rest of the stuff.
Yeah.
It's been said, some of this is rumor speculation, that by the sixth day of filming, the project was already 5 days behind schedule.
Oh, dear.
So he would demand up to like 50 takes of scenes.
I hate hearing about directors who do that shit. 50 takes? You're a shitty director. You're not a good director. You're a shit director. You're not a genius.
And it would be, not because, oh, your performance is good, but he's like, wait, I want this like perfect cloud to be behind you when you're delivering this message.
I just can't.
Yeah. So it wasn't even like, no, I need to feel it. It's like, no, I want, it was like aesthetics.
It's like.
And he had, awful. I think his nickname was the Ayatollah.
That is not a good nickname. Hey, there's a lot of really cute nicknames out there. This is not one of them.
No.
Woo. Oh my God. What a nightmare.
So John Hurt was in The Elephant Man.
Yes.
Did very well.
Great movie.
Do you know when he filmed that?
When?
Well, while he was filming this.
Oh, he's moonlighting?
Not really, because he left. He was like, okay. So he's like, yeah, we're still filming. He left, filmed The Elephant Man. Then came back to resume filming.
What?
Like, almost as if, like, oh, we didn't know. We weren't waiting for you. We were still filming. We were still doing other stuff.
They were in this, like glacial pace. And he was like, I'm going to go film this good movie.
Yeah.
And I'm back. What have you guys done?
Oh.
No, just stand exactly where you were standing before.
Yeah. So that's how monstrous
this
was.
How long was he gone in The Elephant Man?
Could have been 8 months or something like that. Like, 6 months. Yeah. So the original cut was how long?
I'm going to say 3.5 hours.
That's the quickie version.
That's
if you're in a rush. You're like, I don't got time.
You're like, this is like, how many Irishmen stacked together is this? Three? Four?
5 hours and 25 minutes. 325 minutes total.
That's an Irishman and a half.
And there's so many different cuts because I think he was threatened to fire him. He's like, no, I can cut this down. Mm-hmm. How about 3 hours and 39 minutes?
Playing hardball here.
Yeah. So there's so many different cuts at different lengths. The original wide release opening in Christmas of 1979, that came and went. They're like, that's not happening. Yeah, they're probably like, well, we'd like to come out on Christmas. That's a great time to do a movie. And he's like, how about next November? How's that? How do we do with that? November 1980. Won some awards though. Worst director, Michael Cimino. Worst picture. These are just nominations. Yeah, he won worst director. Okay. He was only nominated worst picture, nominated worst screenplay, nominated worst musical score, nominated worst actor, Kris Kristofferson. Oof. Not going to blame him.
No.
So that's the second golden the Razzies, I guess.
Yeah, oh boy.
That was a great, I mean, that's a way to break in the Razzies. And, you know, I want to say in fairness that it's, I'll talk more about the actual movie itself, because I think a lot of people have gone back and like a lot of things, you go back and revisit it and you kind of have a clean slate and you're like, okay, what are we looking at here? A review from Roger Ebert from January 1st, 1981. So he's like, Happy New Year. Mm-hmm. It's 1981. I need to talk about this movie. We begin with the fundamental question. Why is Heaven's Gate so painful and unpleasant to look at? I'm not referring to its content, but to its actual visual texture, this is one of the ugliest films I've ever seen.
Whoa. He's like, I can't even get past what my eye sees.
He's like,
story or acting or cinematography. He's like, I see ugly. I see ugly everywhere.
That's not any of it, but I think he's, I mean, it's like a 40-year-old article at this point. Do you want to add to it?
I do. I'm just synopsizing it.
So I've tried to watch this movie many times. Like when I worked at Blockbuster, I was like, oh, Heaven's Gate. And I was like, no. Nah,
I knew you worked at Blockbuster.
Yeah. Probably around the time the Toxic Lady was happening from the last episode.
Oh.
Yeah. Around that time.
Oh, very interesting. That's a good time to work at Blockbuster. That's a very cool time to work at Blockbuster.
It was great. I've had a lot of jobs. And that one, for some reason, I just liked it. And it's not even like I love movies. But, I mean, I grew up kind of going to video stores as a kid, you know, and kind of like looking at movie boxes. But there's just something about it. But I'll tell you a little something about Blockbuster. And probably anyone who's worked at a Blockbuster or a similar store when they first open, when somebody comes in and you know what they're going to ask, where's the porn section? Because the video stores had an X-rated section.
Yeah.
There were guys that walk in. I was like, I'm going to stop you right there. You don't even need to open up your mouth. I can just look into your eyes and I know you're looking for, like, the adult section.
Yeah.
It does not exist. Because at that time, it wasn't, like, established. Like, oh, Blockbuster doesn't have that. It's generally a family store.
Totally.
So I knew by just, I mean, I was just profiling people.
Also, just try to find it yourself. You know, why even talk to someone about it?
They're busy.
They're busy. I got it. I will never forget the sound till the day I die of a Blockbuster case, like four Blockbuster plastic cases, like falling on the countertop. It's that.
Did you work for Blockbuster?
No, we would go there every.
Oh yeah, there was just so many stacks and
just the sound of that plastic and, on that countertop.
There was something really, magical about that, like. Mm-hmm. Renting movies, and it was the VHSs, you know, rewinding them, like having your own rewinder at home.
Yeah.
Be Kind, Rewind, exactly. and all that. It was really,
just I know it was really great. Browsing by the cover of the movie, too, and like getting the Blockbuster video from behind it.
I mean, I still have a Blockbuster card somewhere. I don't know where it came from or how I found it. It's one of those things where you go and you look, it's like albums, you know, you get to look at the feel, the thing, and you look at the back and then is this in, oh, did this come out? Oh, these already came out. And then they were, you know, did a good job. There's like, there's a lot of copies of this. Yeah. Or somebody's like, hey, do you have this movie? And like that search where you almost know, like, I know where this would be.
Yeah.
It was really great. Ugh. However, Heaven's Gate was not one of those movies did not. And I tried to watch it several times and visually, though, I feel like if there's probably a cut out there that there's definitely something to it. It's so much happening. Mm-hmm. It's so filled with like people and stuff.
Yeah.
And it starts off in Harvard and then it goes, you know, then it's the war and then it just bounces around. Like it's just like epic story, like Orson Welles' Magnificent Ambersons was a movie is like one of his most famous, not in its original state movies.
Oh.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Island of Dr. Moreau, we talked about that.
We talk about that. I mean, that's another. But these kind of like big, huge, sweeping Hollywood movies that are so ambitious. And this is definitely one.
Yeah.
This, and Westerns are, I'm not, like, I don't love Westerns personally. Mm-hmm. So they're like, I don't like get a lot. Not to say there aren't Westerns that I don't like. Mm-hmm. But when they're very simple stories, good, evil, whatever that case may be. But when it's something so huge and so epic, and your original thing's like, 6 hours long. That's how long the movie is. All right, I'll cut it down to 4 hours. I was like, there's no way. I mean, we talk about The Irishman, and it's like kind of like, it's also very, very long, but you can watch it in two or three parts if you want to and still enjoy it. I'm going to try to give this a shot. I feel like I need to just kind of get through it and just find the right cut of it. I mean, there's even trailers out now that I think show, like, this is, the, like, the best way. Because Michael Cimino has died, like, relatively-ish recently.
Yeah.
And his career never really... The year of Living Dangerously is something he made in the 80s. Mm. So he's made a couple of movies, but after that he was... He was a pariah.
You know,
he destroyed... Charlie Chaplin, Mary Pickford, Douglas Fairbanks, that sound right?
Yeah.
And he was just like, I'll shut that down with one movie.
Yeah, why not?
What, an 80-year-old...
I can't believe you're going to try to watch this movie. You're going to have to report back to Ghost Town.
Yeah, to...
if you make it out alive.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what I'll do is I'll watch it and then I'll put all of my thoughts at patreon.com/ghosttownpod. No, I'm kidding, I won't do that there.
No,
that'll be a safe place
for our paying customers.
Yeah, you won't get any Heaven's Gate.
Just bring back your thoughts overdue.
But in a future Patreon episode, I have something unique I got from a listener. They paint a picture of something and then they send me the photo, and it is very, very compelling. I've not told you about this yet.
What?
But this is going to be a bonus episode, because I want all of us to chime in. So I think we're going to have like a poll, and I want you to tell me what's happening in this photo.
Excuse me? Just ate beef stew before this. You didn't mention any of this.
No, that's the dessert.